I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aid workers are shifting from rescue to recovery in Nepal. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says their partners need help getting food, clean water, medicine, and tents. At our website, you can help VBB send supplies to their partners. Klein says the Nepalese have recently been opening up to the gospel message. Saturday's quake could be a catalyst for Christ. Pray that survivors' eyes are open to the truth. And can a small egg save a life? Well, it did for 16-year-old Emmanuel Manu, who faced a deadly tumor. He wasn't registered with Compassion International Ghana, but one of its workers felt God calling him to help. So he asked the kids from Compassion's Child Development Centers to give an egg from their weekly meal. And in just 2 weeks, he'd raised enough for the boy's life-saving surgery. If you want to help come alongside Compassion, go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can find several ways to help quake survivors in Nepal at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.